News release. Braystone Winter Classic. For Aurelia artist, Brian Tosh, childhood memories of playing hockey on outdoor rinks have been the inspiration behind a number of bucolic original works that feature frozen ponds, farmhouses, and hockey players. Playing outdoor hockey as a kid for hours on end, using our boots for the nets. These are some of my fondest memories, said Tosh, who is also a partner in the Peter Street Fine Arts Gallery in Aurelia. The Braystone Winter Classic Charity Pond Hockey Tournament is returning in February 2025 to Oromedont. The 3-on-3 tourney plans to have all games played on Sunday, February 16, 2025 Family Day weekend, at the Braystone Farm on Line 9 in Oromedont. Since its inception in 2022, the event has raised over $330,000 for RVH's Hudson Regional Cancer Center. Spectators are welcome as there will be plenty of activities for families and attendance is free of charge. It's why I've supported the Braystone Winter Classic for the past 2 years and will do so again this time around with a new original work that will be auctioned off during the evening reception for players and sponsors, added Tosh. I appreciate that all sorts of people give of their time, play some shinny, and come together to raise money for our regional cancer center. My partner, Angela, and I believe in this cause and feel very welcome there every year. Last year, Mother Nature forced a last-minute conversion to road hockey, and while the organizing committee is prepared for any eventuality, the pond is ready and an additional 2 ice pads have been created. Our pond ice is probably a foot thick, says organizing committee member and Braystone farm manager, Holly Osborne. Last year we never got to the point where the pond ice was thick enough. It's looking far more promising this time around, added Osborne. The tournament delivers nearly 100% of every dollar raised to the bottom line thanks to the generous support of Jamie Massey, his team at Georgian International, and the community that steps up every year. Dozens of volunteers tend fires, officiate games, take registration, and organize children's activities among other duties. Trish Rayvale and Nancy Bailey are just 2 of the many volunteers that roll up their sleeves and make a difference. Last year, they went door to door to sell mini sticks for $50 each that they then imprinted with the purchaser's family name and used to decorate a wall inside the Braystone barn. They are at it again, only this year it's banners instead of mini sticks, generously donated by Flags Unlimited in Barrie. In 2024, Rayvale and Bailey's efforts contributed more than $6,000 to the fundraising efforts. This year, they hope to do even better. We're just doing our part, said Rayvale. The Braystone Winter Classic is a way to give back. It brings so much positive energy, said Bailey. It's about the community coming together for the greater good, added Rayvale. There is no room for additional teams at this year's edition as registration for the tournament filled up in record time. On top of family-friendly activities, delicious food and beverages will be available on site for purchase. The event raises funds through player registration fees, donations made to players, corporate sponsorships, and a growing online auction that goes live on February 5 and closes at 8 p.m. on Sunday, February 16. For more information, see the event website. Businesses looking to support the event through online auction items are invited to contact the organizing committee by emailing info@braystonewinterclassic.ca.